Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on a getaway Friday, July the 22nd, 2022, 7:22:22, 13 minutes past the hour, 73 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion on this getaway Friday. You know, I always have to mention this when we get close to July 23rd, and I won't be on the air tomorrow, July 23rd, being that it's a Saturday, but July 23rd is my brother's birthday, but July 23rd is also my mother's parents' wedding anniversary. And I love telling this story because, and I'm sure you might have heard it before listening to this station, but it's one of the truly strange things to me in life, that of all the days, of all the years, and how something like this can happen. And I don't know, maybe you have some of these weird things in your family as well. But my brother, who is my only sibling, was born on my mother's parents' wedding anniversary, July 23rd. Now, I was born, and I'm my parents' only other child, on February 24th. My dad's parents' wedding anniversary is February 25th. So only one day difference. Now, that is so strange to me that my brother was born on my grandparents' mother's parents' wedding anniversary, and I was born on my one day away from my dad's parents' wedding anniversary. I mean, how do you plan something like that? I don't think you can. And also, July 23rd is kind of a strange day anyway, because not only was July 23rd my grandparents' wedding anniversary and my brother's birthday, but my uncle married a woman who became my aunt, whose birthday was also July 23rd. So it's just, of all the days of the year, 365 days, that some days become lightning rods for families is interesting. Has anybody else ever had things like that happen in your family? It really makes you think. I don't know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Top of the morning to
you. Hey, you usually don't call in this early. What's up?
Well, I wanted to get in before things got crazy, and then I could. Sometimes Fridays are busy for us. Actually, a lot of times Fridays. But anyway, we got that. Just want to let everybody know, tomorrow, free laundry day, Colonial Coin. You know the drill.
Oh, now what time is it? All day tomorrow, right?
No. It's never all day, Scott. It's 11 to 2.
Oh, see, my brain shot. 11 to 2, Colonial Coin.
Both locations
on May. Is it Main and Bell Fountain?
Correct.
Okay, and
They will even provide soap and softener.
Soap? Oh, my. Soap and water?
Softener.
Oh, softener.
You have to give me a cough, like I have some sort of impediment with my speech.
Well, I felt have I told the speech impediment story the other day? Yet?
No, but I can't wait to hear it.
Okay,
Let's go.
Right. Okay, well, here's what happened. I'm not going to say who I was with because the person will yell at me and they'll say, why are you making fun of me? But here's what happened. I was at McDonald's the other day with somebody, and we got two drinks. It was just two people in the car, and we ordered some food and two cones. Now, the person had ordered this, so we get up to the window to pick up the food, and the person hands us four drinks. And we're thinking, why in the world did they hand us four drinks? Then it dawned on me that the person who took the order thought that the person had said two Cokes, not two cones. And I said, you know, Lisp has caused this problem.
Well, those speakers are somewhat of a nightmare anyway.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's very interesting how that happens. So do you have...
I have a similar story. I do with McDonald's. This has been a couple years ago, but I pulled up to the microphone and I said, because you know the ice cream machine is never working. You have a better chance of winning the lottery than getting an ice cream cone from McDonald's. So I said, is your ice cream machine working? She said, is Isaac working?
I've never been on the other side of one of those speakers. I don't know how they sound.
Terrible.
Oh, do they? You can't really hear. Why don't they fix that? We have modern technology now.
The world may never know.
The world may never know. I know.
Well, have a good show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, there you go. There's some good information for you. The Colonial Coin Laundromats on Bell Fountain Avenue and Main Street will be doing their coin ministry tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, you don't even need soap and softener. Apparently, they provide this soap and softener. Now, I don't know what church does this. I think somebody has told us in the past, but I don't know who does this. But what a nice thing. Colonial Coin Laundromats, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. You don't even have to bring your soap and softener. They bring it for you. And that's done on both locations, the Main Street and the Bell Fountain location. So we'll mention that throughout the morning this morning. Now, dates. Does anybody have those weird dates in your family in which, for no particular reason, a date keeps coming up and up and up and up? 740-751-4038. There are a lot of those in my family. I just told you about July 23rd, and I've told you about, you know, February 24th and 25th, but my grandmother was born on January 23rd. Her cousin was born on January 23rd. And then one of my cousins, her grandchildren, was born on January 23rd. So January 23rd became a date. And then 23s have become something in my family. You know, like I just told you, my grandmother, one of my cousins, and one of her cousins were all born on January 23rd. I have another cousin who was born on April 23rd. My brother was born on July 23rd. My grandparents got married on July 23rd. So there's a lot of 23s in my family, and they're not holidays or any particular reason anybody would get married on those dates, but they stick out, and I'm just one day off, which, you know, usually is about right, the 24th instead of the 23rd. I don't know how that happens, but I think it's interesting. All right, does anybody have those dates in there, or is that just me? 740-751-4038. You know, I don't believe in ghosts, but that whole date thing has always puzzled me, how that could just be one big coincidence that was happening. In any event, let's see here. I'm not going to spend too much time talking about the national news in particular. I'm sure people saw the January 6th hearings last night. They were back on in prime time, and, you know, as I've said since the beginning, I hope everybody keeps an open mind, but whatever happens, happens, so that's about all you can say about that. Now, we did find out yesterday that President Biden has COVID. Now, here's all I want to say about that. I was talking with somebody in the medical field yesterday, and I said to them, you know, has there been a lot of COVID here in Marion recently? Because, you know, I'm hearing things like President Biden has COVID, and I've heard that other people are getting it who have been vaccinated and boosted and all that sort of thing. And the person just said they were burnt out on COVID. Now, this is somebody in the medical profession. And I understand that, yeah, I mean, it's been going on for over 2 years now. And I think people probably are bent out burnout on it for the most part. But, you know, if people are still being hospitalized and people are still going to the ICU, and unfortunately people are still dying, you know, that means something to people. And I think they do want to stay on alert. I don't know what the end result's going to be. Hopefully it's just a weaker strain and not making people sick. But have you heard of a lot of people getting COVID recently? It's strange that after all this time, that now all of a sudden President Biden has it, who never had it when we didn't have a vaccination, when we did have huge amounts of COVID, and now he's got it. Are you hearing of a lot more people coming down with COVID this last round for some reason? And hopefully they're not getting as sick, but, you know, that's the way it goes. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I got a number for you.
Oh, okay.
According to the news, in the last 2 weeks, there's been 50,000 cases of COVID.
Yeah, you know, that's what started the, not that number, but that's what started the conversation with the medical professional yesterday, is I had just seen a report, I think it was on Channel 6 News, that had said that Ohio's cases in the last 2 weeks had went dramatically up, that hospitalizations had went up, that ICU beds had went up, and that we have had some more deaths because of this. And I heard the story about President Biden yesterday, and here's a guy who's 79 years old. He never got it when we didn't have a vaccination, when the cases were much higher. So what is going on this round?
I have no idea.
I mean, are you hearing of people getting it?
Nobody in my circle has gotten it. Since the last people I knew that had it was my wife and my daughter.
See, I don't even know what you're supposed to do. Some people are starting to take it very mildly. And if that turns out okay, great. You know, I mean, we don't want anybody to be sick. But I really don't know anymore. I'm very confused because, you know, I'm reading this story yesterday about President Biden getting it. And the reason that's a big deal is because he's a man 79 years old. And I'm looking at that story, and they're talking about how, thank goodness he had the vaccination, thank goodness he had the booster shots, and they already started him on that heavy-duty medication that's supposed to stop the overall spread of it. Well, does that mean that's what we should be doing? Because I ran into people at the fair who just said they had a summer cold. Remember I was bringing up, I didn't want to say the man's name, and I still won't, but you know, I don't know if he had a summer cold now that I think about it. Maybe it was COVID, just a minor case.
Yeah, could have been. You don't know. Like I said, my wife and daughter both got it, and as far as I know, I didn't get it. I was in the same house they were.
See, that's a weird thing, too, because also in the last month or two, I've heard of people getting it and people continually going around them, but they don't seem to get it. So I don't know if you can be a carrier. I don't know how long you're supposed to stay away from somebody. I think this has all kind of got wiped under the rug. And like I said again, I understand that people are burnt out on it. You know, I think we all are burnt out on it. But why are we having this type of thing happen again? What is spurring it? Because it's not winter. We usually saw it go up in the winter when people were inside.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just one of those viruses that continually mutates, and it's just not going to go away. Hopefully, every time it mutates, it gets a little weaker and a little weaker, and then pretty soon we won't hear nothing about it. It'll be just like, you know, like having the flu.
Well, that's what, you know, that's what I keep hearing. Well, you know, I don't know. What is sad to me is that I think people have let their guard down totally, and I would hate to see somebody who totally let their guard down get very sick and end up in the hospital, because I don't think people want to do that.
No, I don't think any of the weather. There are people that enjoy going to the hospital, but no, I don't want to see anybody, especially anybody that I know. I don't want to see nobody go to the hospital over that.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it's just a weird. And maybe it's just a creation of the media right now that this keeps happening, that the stories are out there right now. But boy, oh boy, it's. Let me look here real quick and see what the Marion numbers are, because they usually try to update those pretty regularly here, and maybe it'll be some kind of change. Let's see here. Well, these haven't been updated since the 14th, so that's, 8 days ago now. And it was over 2 weeks there were 309 cases, which is not a whole lot. But I wonder what the last 2 weeks are like, because that would encompass the 4th of July.
I don't know. I mean, on the news, I mean, they used to do it every day, and then they started just releasing the numbers once a week. So...
It is interesting.
Like I said, they said yesterday it was, in the last 2 weeks, it was 50,000 cases.
Well, see, this was last updated the 14th, so 8 days ago. So this two-week number would have dated like late June through, it would have been the 1st of July through July 14th. We're not seeing July 7th through July 21st.
Yeah.
And I think that number probably would be higher. But it is interesting, the percentage of vaccinated in Marion, because, you know, we stopped talking about that at one point. It only ended up being 52.75%, which...
Did you hear about the Kansas City Royals when they went to Toronto?
No, I didn't hear about
this. All-star break?
What happened?
There were 10 players that couldn't go because they weren't vaccinated.
Oh, it's mandatory.
They were right there with a bunch of minor leaguers.
Well, you know, we don't like in America to be told what to do.
I know. But sometimes you have to realize, you know, you have to consider, is this the best for me? And then decide whether or not you want to do it.
You know what's interesting? As time went on, we were always wondering about this vaccination level. And when did we get the first vaccines? Weren't they in January of 2021? And here we are.
January or February, yeah.
Yeah, so here we are a year and a half later, more than a year and a half later, and the number is just over half in Marion, 52.75.
Yeah, that's strange.
So, you know, people...
I saw a graph on the news the other day, and they was talking about when COVID has been spiking, and it's always after a holiday. It's like after Christmas it spiked, after New Year's it spiked. I suppose after the 4th it spiked. Maybe that's why the cases are going up.
Well, it could be, and I do know after Memorial Day it did spike a little bit. It wasn't gigantic. And I'm not sure that this is gigantic. I mean, this number is not like the holiday spikes that we saw. But it is interesting to me, like the head of the January 6th committee, he's got COVID. The president's got COVID. And I keep hearing of all these people who went through more than 2 years, who never got it, and have the boosters, have the vaccinations, and now all of a sudden they're getting it during this round. And I don't know what to attribute that to.
The only thing I can figure is, you know, they're not being careful when they're around a bunch of people.
Well, what is careful at this point? That's another question.
If you see somebody coughing or sneezing or, you know, wiping their nose with a hanky or a tissue or something, if it's at all possible, stay away from that person.
Well, I think that's right, but I mean, do you wear a mask? Because nobody else is, and we always heard that the stopping of the transmission, both people had to be wearing a mask.
If you have underlying health conditions and you feel safe wearing a mask, I say wear a mask.
Well, I think that's right, but boy, when you go into the store or anywhere else for that matter...
Nobody wears a mask.
Oh,
I don't
no.
wear a mask.
Yeah, nobody's wearing a mask. Now, I don't...
I hate wearing a mask.
Well, yeah, I don't think anybody enjoys it. I think anybody who could, you know, if it was don't wear a mask and be safe, I don't think they would. But I don't know, you know, why not just during these spikes that we have wear a mask, and that way everything's hunky-dory? Because some people are immunocompromised, and I think that does, you know, bother people. I don't know. It's a weird thing, and I know people are tired of talking about it, and I know people are tired of hearing about it, but I also don't want to see anybody get terribly sick with it.
No. I mean, I knew one person that got it and died. That's the only person that I knew that actually got it and died. I mean, I've known people that had it, but they weren't. The one person I knew, he was pretty bad off, but not bad enough. He went to the hospital. And then my wife and my daughter got it, but, I mean, they weren't bad. It was just like having a cold.
Well, one of the reasons that, you know, I have stayed away from people pretty much was about this. I don't think it was mainly about the flu or anything like that. It was that when your immune system is down from where it normally is, that you would not want to contract something like this. Now, not to say that your body couldn't fight it off. I mean, your immune system's not totally dead, but why take the risk? And so I don't know. It's an odd thing because everybody says, well, you know, what makes the difference? Well, you know, when you have something going on, I think it does make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to be sick.
No, you know, and let alone be hospitalized.
Yeah, I know, that's why, well, considering what I've gone through over the last almost 2 years now, I have to stay up on my vitamins to keep my vitamins and minerals up, so, I mean, I take my vitamins and I keep my immune system boosted by that, doing that.
Now, what kind of vitamins do you take to boost the immune system?
I take a multivitamin, and I take vitamin D, and I take vitamin B12.
Now, you know, is that what's in, like, this Gatorade and Powerade? Because I always hear that being prescribed when somebody gets sick.
No. They tell you to drink that stuff, and then, I mean, unless you get the Gatorade Zero or, you know, the one that has no sugar in it, that's just to keep you from getting dehydrated.
Well, I was looking because I had some of I don't know if it was Gatorade or Powerade, but I had a bottle of that yesterday. And when you started rattling off like B12 and things like that, I noticed that's what's in it. Sodium, potassium, B12, things like that. And I thought, well, I wonder what if that's an immune system. And it was a zero sugar one.
I suppose, I mean, anytime you're taking in vitamins and minerals like that, it's going to help your immune system no matter how you get it.
Well, and they also say exercise helps your immune system.
Well, in the warm weather, I get plenty of that.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll see how it all shakes out in the end.
Yeah, we will. Hey. Hopefully, sometime, somewhere, this will just fade away and it'll be nothing more than the flu. I mean, they don't really report on the flu anymore.
I think we'll be lucky if that's what happens.
Yeah, eventually we'll beat it down till it's nothing.
That's right. Hey, thanks.
We're Americans. We're tough.
That's right. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. I think somebody else was trying to call in there. We heard the beeping. If it just keeps ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The phone lines are now open. Give us a buzz here. We'd love to hear from you on WWGH Radio. Now, remember, the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker comes up at 9:15 this morning. Go ahead, caller.
You need to get a hold of Mike or Tracy and have them on. I thought the idea with the shots and the boosters and all that was to lessen the severity of the disease or of the infection. It was, and keep people alive and keep them out of the hospital. It wasn't. It's like the flu shot. It doesn't prevent you from getting it, but it reduces the symptoms.
Well, I think that is right. I think that's what eventually it became. But when I heard the story about President Biden yesterday, they were talking about because of his age, even though he has had all these boosters.
Yeah,
that they were giving him that that medication they can now give people.
Yeah, well, and you're, with your immune system right now, you're probably compromised a little too, so you need to keep away from people.
Yeah,
not
I mean,
that people don't stay away from you, but
yeah, I mean, you do the best you can, but it, you know, it's certainly better than it was. But I, you know, if I had a symptom, I would immediately take the test, because a lot of this is my understanding is early detection, because then they can start thing. They have medications like that now that they can start.
Well, and I read a couple months ago that once you've had it, I guess for a while there's still, and if you took a test, you would still show that you had it, even though you don't have the symptoms, because that virus is in your system. So people that have had it are going to show positive for a while afterwards, too.
Well, you know something, people who have had it, now they said there was some kind of immunity there. But how long does that last?
I don't know. You need to get Tracy or Mike from the health department on.
Yeah, we might have to do. I as soon as they update their page, I'd be interested to know what the last 2 weeks were like in Marion.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah,
well, it gives you a program for people to call in.
That's right. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If you're calling in and just getting the ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. But again, don't forget the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up at 9:15 this morning. Then I'll be back at 10:15, and I'll be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. So don't miss any of that programming, 740-751-4038. Okay, well, let's see here. We've talked about COVID and where it is. Let's see, what other interesting things are going on this morning? Well, you know something I wanted to talk about in regard to Marion? Because somebody the other day asked a question of me. They said, now, where was the last Isley shop, and when did it close? Now, I think the last Isley shop, if I remember right, because it was in my lifetime, is where Rite Aid is down here on Mount Vernon Avenue. I think that's where the last Isley shop was. Now, somebody can call in and correct me on that. But when did it close? Now, I thought it was either the late 80s or early 90s. Now, the reason this whole conversation started was because this person had been told it was much longer ago. Is that a word? Longer ago? It was much, much earlier. That it had closed long before that. But I didn't think that could be right, because I remember going to the Isley shop on Mount Vernon Avenue. So am I right about the location, that it was where Rite Aid was, or is, where Rite Aid is now on Mount Vernon Avenue? And what time frame did it close? See, to me, I'm thinking early 90s, but definitely no earlier than the late 80s. Or I don't know that I would have remembered it being there. Does anybody remember that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'm pretty sure it was early 90s. Maybe 1990 itself, but I'm almost positive that's where the location was, where Rite Aid is now on Mount Vernon Avenue. If anybody has any information on that one, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. 41 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. Let's see, what else was on the agenda here this morning? Well, you know, I wanted to talk about Marion in general, because there are a lot of good things going on in Marion. A lot of good things going on out on the east side of town here. A lot of things. I mean, I think last night they had their Thursday event that they have downtown, and music and food trucks, and it's nice to see what's going on in Marion. But do you ever get the feeling now that there are just naysayers everywhere? You know, we had the big conversation about the schools yesterday. That the school, Marion City Schools, the big story in the paper was that they were losing so many employees. You know, somewhere between 40 and 60. And, you know, I assume that's true, but why? I guess I don't understand why we concentrate on that. Now, I think that's different than critiquing something. Like, we have critiqued before, you know, why would somebody put this type of store downtown? Why would somebody talk about revitalization when only certain things are happening? You know, why? I think questions like that are okay. I know a lot of people get upset about even asking questions like that. But why do we have this thing in Marion, and I'm sure it's other places as well, to where we just kind of get, I don't know, negative, a little maybe earlier than we should. You know, our mayor right now is running for treasurer of the state. And you think most people would be happy about that. But to be honest with you, I hear very little talk about it. I hear very little conversation about it here locally. And I've even heard some people unhappy with it. Now, how does that hurt Marion in any way? I mean, is that just a political thing? You know, I don't remember when Mary Ellen was running for the same office from Marion that people were against her. There used to be a time when just because it was a local person, you were happy because it gave Marion attention. It was somebody you might have known, maybe run into at the grocery store or somewhere else. And even though maybe you weren't of the same political party of them, you were happy that they were doing something on the state level. That does not seem to be the case anymore for some reason. Does anybody know why that is? Why has this trend taken hold? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. And I'll tell you, I was talking the other day, because we have had a lot of talk here recently about taking the station digital. You know, just being available on TuneIn, just being available on the website, being available through Facebook. And, you know, I'm not saying that there's not going to be problems with that, but people throw cold water on the idea before it even happens. Well, that'll never work. That'll never work. We'll lose people, and this will happen, and that will happen. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it will happen. I don't know. But, you know, it's funny because something dawned on me last night, because I had another conversation with somebody about this, involved with the station. And, you know, when we started 8 years ago, over 8 years ago now, I was there on day one, June the 10th, 2014, and I remember people saying, well, that'll never work. You don't have enough power. People don't know about the station. You're not doing enough advertising. The way you have to run spots is different than a commercial station. You can't write out advertised. How are you going to get people to buy time on your station? How are you going to pay your bills? I remember even at one point early on, somebody said, well, let me know when you want to pack everything up and I'll come help you pack everything up. And I don't even think they were trying to be malicious. I just think they saw that the beginning was very hard, because you do have to tell people where you are on the dial. You do have to do some publicity. You've got to do some big events that get people interested in wanting to listen to the station enough to find it on the dial. You know, that wasn't easy in the beginning either. But, and at that time, WMRN was still local. They still had local programming 5 days a week. The newspaper was stronger back then. They had more than just two reporters. They still were delivering on Saturday. And boy, I remember people just being very negative about that. How are you going to compete? How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? And I think now, over the last 8-plus years, well, here we are, still around. We're not operating in the red. People are listening, but now people are angry because we might change to a different format. I just, I don't have a crystal ball on exactly how things will happen, but it is interesting that when you tell people your plans, immediately you get cold water. People say, oh my goodness, that'll never work. Why would you do that? You know, in the beginning, I remember the big problem being, well, I can't get your station over here. I can't get your station over here. Well, you know, the wattage is what it is. But now, that's not a problem with the technology that we have. We added that technology, I think, in 2016, the TuneIn app and the being able to listen live on the website. So, I don't know. Are people just always going to complain? I guess. I don't know. I still hold fact, if you like the programming, and the programming's not going to change, that yes, change is hard. I think change is the hardest thing that we have to do in life. But if you want to follow the programming, you will. And after 2 or 3 weeks, you're going to say, why was that such a big deal? Once you learn the ins and outs of the TuneIn app, which is free, that you can get anywhere, you can get it on the smartphones, you can get it on the tablets, you can get it on the smart TVs, you can get it on the Alexas, you can pull up the website on your computer, your laptop, Facebook, all these things, ways to listen that are free, just as free as the radio, that people have such an aversion to that. Have you found in life that when you tell people your plans, they kind of throw cold water on them? Because I did have a flash yesterday, having the digital conversation with somebody about how, well, that'll never work. But then I remember when we first opened the station, there were so many people saying, well, that'll never work. That'll never work. Who's going to want to support a station where you can't do calls to action, where you have to be governed a certain way that's only 100 watt? You know, everybody always has their own little things. And how many times over the years have I heard somebody say, well, I was listening to you as I was driving to work, and then I drove out of the area and I couldn't pick you up. Couldn't pick you up over in this area. Couldn't pick you up over in that area. Well, that would not be a problem anymore, because as long as you had your cell phone, you could pick us up anywhere on planet Earth, pretty much. So I don't know. I just think that's interesting. And, you know, years ago, I was interviewing Phyllis Diller. And I remember when she was talking about being a female stand-up comic, that she stopped telling people that that's what she wanted to do, because everybody she told kept telling her how it wasn't going to happen. And she said they weren't intentionally doing it. They just were doing it because I don't really know the reason. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, the Isley shop closed down in the late 90s.
Oh, late 90s?
Yeah.
So even later than what I thought.
I remember we bought the Angelo's Pizza off Valerian Phyllis Church in late 95, early 96, right around there. And I know we had that pizza shop when me and Dad went to the auction, when he auctioned it off, the Isley shop.
Now, wasn't the last Isley shop where Rite Aid is on Mount Vernon Avenue?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was true. So how did Swap Shop go yesterday? I started to listen to the beginning of it.
Well, I missed it. I slept through it.
Well, I'll tell you, it was interesting because I think Glenn was doing a poll yesterday, from what I understand, of how many people listen on the radio to how many people listen on the internet. Now, of course, I think more people are listening on the radio right now. I guess all I'm saying is that if that's not an option, I think a lot of those people would switch over.
Yeah, a lot of them, but there's going to be some that don't.
Right, but, you know, it's just...
Especially older people, and that's more of your audience is, you know, I'd say people 40-plus or...
Well, I don't know. Everybody I've ever ran into, I mean, 95% of people, even older people, up in their 80s, have cell phones now. Very few people have landlines left.
Yeah, I still have a landline. Now, I have a cell phone, but it's not a smartphone.
Right. But I remember when we had our outage last year, when the antenna was having some issues, a lot of people learned how to listen on their... That's when I found out you could listen on an Alexa or a Dot. And I did not know that was possible. I don't know. I just think it's interesting, the negativity, before we've even done it. I just don't know the future. I don't have a crystal ball. So I don't know how people can be so negative going in. I've always felt that if you're negative going into something, you usually have a negative outcome.
Yeah, but I think, you know, definitely helps you being on the radio and the other media.
Well, I'll tell you, in the beginning, you would not believe the blowback we got. I remember people say, well, how are you promoting this station? Do people know anything's on 107.1? You only have 100 watts. WMRN has 1,000 watts. They're doing morning programming. You don't have a morning show at that time. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it was... People were trying to pack us up 6 months into to opening. I think there's always some resistance.
Yeah, you know that COVID thing. There's a new variant out now. And each new variant gets worse than the old variant. It doesn't get weaker. That's the reason why people that are vaccinated and stuff and boosted and all that, they're getting it because it keeps mutating to bypass the protections that we have.
Well, how are we ever supposed to ever get past this? You know, how did they get past epidemics in the past?
I don't... You know, there's a case of polio recently here in the United States.
I saw that yesterday.
First case of polio in years.
Right.
And they say that there's a downtrend on people, you know, getting their kids vaccinated and stuff. They're claiming, you know, religious stuff or something, so they don't have to get their kids vaccinated.
I thought you had to be vaccinated for polio to go to school.
Well, you're supposed to, but if you claim that so-called religious thing, you know, you can get by with it.
I don't know. I just don't know what's going on. It's interesting as I look at the numbers here for COVID in Marion, 52.75% vaccinated. Now, does that lower your symptoms because the strains are stronger? Or are, as the caller said earlier, the strain's getting weaker every time it mutates?
No,
see,
it's not getting weaker. It's getting more transmissible and stronger. That's the reason why people that are vaccinated are getting it.
Well, how is anybody ever going to avoid it?
I don't think you can avoid it, you know, completely. You're playing Russian roulette every time you're, especially around a large group.
Well, I mean, are we just...
Around L.A., there's areas where they're starting to mask mandate up again.
Yeah, but I mean, are we just supposed to do away with large groups for the rest of time? Because, I mean, we have had mandates in. We have tried to get people vaccinated. We have tried to do things. And for some reason, we just cannot get past this 2.5 years later.
Yeah, I just hope they come out with a vaccine that, you know... pretty much, you know, does like polio, you know, that, you know, gets rid of it, but time's going to tell. The reason why it was so bad when COVID first came out, we didn't have nothing.
Right, and I wonder how the drug, you know, I'm also looking at the numbers here in Marion. Now, 272 dead. Now, that's, you don't want anybody dead. But the truth of the matter is, when you think about the fact that 65,000 people in the county and 21,000 cases over this two-year period and only 272 dead, that's pretty good.
I wonder what the percentage is.
Well, 200 of dead? 272 I don't even think would be 1%.
Yeah, but if you was one dead, it'd be a big deal.
Oh yeah, would absolutely. But I wonder in with drug overdoses and car crashes.
I bet you there's more drug overdose deaths than 272.
Oh, I think there'd have in 2.5 years. You know, and of that 272, a community has only been 247. There were 25 incarcerated. Not that they don't count, but there was that big outbreak in the prison that caused a lot of problems before there ever was a vaccination.
And we can't do nothing about these drugs either, you know, it's just...
You know, but we don't seem to worry about that like the COVID. And again, 272, one death is too many, but in the 2.5 years, I mean, that's not even, that's what, about 100 deaths a year is what that averages out to? That's monthly, that's not even... I mean, I'm sure more people are dying in car crashes of strokes and heart attacks than that.
Oh, yeah, but most people that probably died from that was probably older people with health problems and stuff like that.
Well, I wonder how many of those deaths were prior to the vaccination, because I don't think that number has gone up very much since the vaccination.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, hey, stay tuned.
Okay.
All right, don't forget the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker and Adam coming up next hour from 9:15 until 10 a.m. Then I'll be back here live at 10:15, and we're going to have some fun this morning through 1 p.m. this afternoon. You're not going to want to turn away. We have all kinds of things to talk about this morning. But it's fascinating to me. When you tell people your plans, immediately you get cold water. Very rarely does somebody say, hey, that's a good idea. That'll work. You know, how many times do people want to start a business and people go, oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Well, if nobody ever started a business, we wouldn't have any businesses. It's an interesting thing. I'll be back in about an hour. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio. The Pastor Spot is coming up next.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let's talk about that. The day the verdict came back, Dr. Shepard had been in prison over a decade at that point.
No, he was out on bail by then.
Oh, he was out on bail by then, excuse me.
He is, but you're right. He